Welcome to the Pitcot Podcast for the Deep Dive. Today we're getting into a topic that I think really touches every single long-term relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
It's all about how you keep that spark alive. You know, how do you sustain it, revitalize it when the honeymoon phase is long gone and routine has set in?
It's probably the biggest challenge, right? It's not a sign that the love is gone, but it might be a sign that the, let's say, active maintenance has slipped.
Active maintenance. I like that.
And that's what's so great about the source material we're looking at today. It's all from Pitcot, drawn from their best-selling ebooks. And the approach is just so positive.
Right.
It comes from this core belief that you can not only bring that fire back, but you can actually make it burn hotter and more reliably than it ever did at the start.
That's the mission then.
Yeah.
Sustainable passion through active work. So we're diving into a whole set of resources to give you both the big picture why and the really practical how.
A roadmap.
Exactly, a roadmap. And, you know, if this kind of actionable knowledge is what you're looking for, you can explore so much more by visiting www.pitcot.com/books to download Pitcot's best-selling ebooks.
Yeah, and the language Pitcot uses is perfect. Yeah. They talk about keeping the relationship alive with energy. So before we get into, you know, the surprise dates or specific techniques.
Fun stuff.
The fun stuff, yeah. We first need to understand why this matters so much. Why keeping things spicy isn't just fluff. It's fundamental.
Okay, let's unpack that. I think a lot of us see a great love life as a symptom of a good relationship. But the Pitcot framework seems to be saying it's the other way around.
That's it, exactly. It's the fuel for happiness. It's the input that creates positive output across the entire relationship.
Okay.
When we say fuel for happiness, we're talking about a real investment. The Pitcot materials break down the positive impacts into four key areas.
Right, lay them on us. What's the first one?
Okay, so it all starts with a huge boost to emotional connection. And this is more than just feeling close. The research is clear that physical closeness builds intimacy and trust in a way that, well, words just can't. It's like a nonverbal conversation that confirms you're safe with each other.
It's like a physical language of commitment.
That's a great way to put it. It creates the safety net. So when conflicts pop up in other parts of your life, that bond is already there, already solid.
That makes so much sense. So if your emotional connection is stronger, what's the next big benefit?
Well, that leads right into number two. A huge increase in overall relationship satisfaction. It's a direct link.
So happier couples are the ones putting in the work here.
Without a doubt. The couples who make passion a priority, and we're talking about all kinds of excitement, not just sex, they report being significantly happier. And that feeling, it sort of leaks into everything else.
How so?
It spills over into how you handle money, how you parent, how you support each other's careers. It just creates this atmosphere of joy.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me, because the research also connects all of this to communication. How does keeping things spicy make you better at talking?
That's benefit number three. It fundamentally improves communication. Pitcot suggests that when you try new things together, you're forced to have these really open, honest conversations.
About desires, boundaries.
Exactly. Desires, fantasies, what you're comfortable with. You can't just assume. It breaks down all those stiff formalities that build up over time and, you know, opens the door for real talk.
So shaking things up physically makes you do a verbal refresh. It breaks that inertia.
It does. And the last piece of this puzzle is purely biological. It's about stress. The fourth point is that intimacy reduces stress.
The feel-good hormone.
The magical feel-good hormones. We're talking oxytocin, the bonding hormone, and endorphins. That physical contact literally calms your nervous system down.
So it's not a luxury. It's actually a biological reset button. It's necessary for your mental health.
Precisely.
Wow. Okay, so if your relationship is the anchor in your life, then keeping that spark alive is the fuel that gives you emotional safety, real satisfaction, better conversation, and even physiological calm.
You've got it. That's the why.
So now let's get into the how. I'm excited for the quick wins.
Yeah, this is the part of the Pitcot material that's all about exploration and curiosity. Simple things you can do that have a really big impact.
Let's start with communication then, because you have to talk before you can act. The source says to make a point to talk it out, not just about bills and chores, right?
Right. It's about sharing desires, fantasies, even the, quote, silly stuff. The key instruction here is to be curious about what makes your partner light up.
So it's a shift away from focusing on yourself.
Totally. You become an investigator of their pleasure. Hmm. And that kind of curiosity creates a space where it's safe to share things without judgment.
And when you do share those things, Pitcot encourages taking action, like playing with role play. Now, I know some people hear that and, as the source says, think it sounds bold.
It can, yeah. But the real benefit isn't just the fantasy itself, it's the thrill of stepping outside your normal roles.
Mom and dad, or co-homeowners.
Exactly. You get to press a giant refresh button on your story together and just be two people exploring again. It's incredibly powerful.
Okay, moving into the more physical realm, a simple one is trying sensual massage.
Yeah.
This isn't about performance, is it?
Not at all. It's about non-pressured connection. Pitcott lays it out perfectly. Get some oils, put on soft music, and this is crucial, take turns.
Giving and receiving.
Yes. The material sums it up with a great little equation. Relaxation plus anticipation equals magic. It just slows everything down.
I love that. Okay, next up is the big enemy of passion routine. To fight that, the source talks about surprise dates.
Yes, and the key is variety. It could be something big, like a secret weekend trip, or something really simple, like a surprise picnic on the living room floor after the kids are in bed.
The value is in the planning, in the thought.
It is. It's about imagining your partner's smile, knowing you put that creative energy just into them.
And along with surprise, there's the environment. Switch the setting.
A super easy cognitive hack. If you're always in the same room, just changing the backdrop breaks a pattern in the brain. It stops you from going on autopilot and forces you both to be more present.
That focus on being present comes up again in another point. Slow down. It specifically says to savor foreplay, to tease and laugh instead of rushing.
So important. In long-term relationships, we can sometimes become, you know, goal-oriented. Pitcott argues for a total mindset shift. Savor the journey. Don't just race to the destination.
And intimacy isn't just spontaneous. It's a skill. The materials encourage you to learn together.
Yes. Treat it like a skill set. Read books. Take a class. Watch videos together. It's a shared investment. The source says growing side by side is underrated but powerful.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And finally, under quick wins is the one we probably all know but maybe forget. Stay healthy.
It's so fundamental to Pitcott's approach. If you're exhausted, stressed, not eating well, passion is one of the first things to go. Feeling good in your own body just makes passion flow that much easier. You have to fuel the machine.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of these quick wins, these ways to inject some novelty. But we both know that a lasting spark isn't just about grand gestures.
That's the perfect transition. Quick fixes are great for reigniting a flame, but long-term commitment is what keeps it burning steadily. It's about the daily habits.
And before we get into that long game, just a quick reminder that this deep dive is powered by Pitcott. You can always visit www.pitcott.com for more insightful content just like this.
Okay, so for the long game, Pitcott really focuses on three essential sustainable habits.
What's the first one?
The first one is to surprise often, but to redefine what surprise means. It's not about big events. It's about a steady stream of micro gestures.
Like a note on the mirror.
Or an unexpected hug from behind, a tiny gift that just says, I was thinking of you. The philosophy is simple. The small stuff adds up. Consistency beats rarity every time.
That's so true. Okay, the second habit is one I hear a lot of busy couples struggle with. Prioritizing intimacy. But doesn't scheduling it kill the mood?
That's the classic question, and Pitcott addresses it head on. The idea isn't to schedule the act itself, it's to schedule the intentional, uninterrupted time together.
So you're scheduling the opportunity for spontaneity.
Exactly. If you just wait for it to happen, life will always get in the way. Scheduling is a sign of respect. It's making your connection a non-negotiable appointment.
That reframes it completely. I like that.
And the third habit is maybe the easiest, but also the most profound. Practice gratitude.
We forget this one so much, don't we? We focus on what's wrong instead of what's right.
We do. And Pitcott makes this amazing observation that gratitude is actually sexy.
I love that.
When you thank your partner for cooking, for listening, just for being them, they feel seen and desired. And that feeling of appreciation is just fundamentally attractive.
It creates a positive climate. So beyond those three habits, what else does Pitcott recommend for the long haul?
Two final big pieces of advice. First, stay adventurous.
Together.
Always together. Shared experiences are the glue. Travel, pick up a weird new hobby, experiment in the kitchen. Life just feels richer when you're still exploring side by side.
And the final point is a really important and sometimes sensitive one. Get help if needed.
This is a sign of strength, not weakness. The source puts it so well, saying that seeing a therapist should be viewed as a tune-up, not a failure.
A tune-up, that's perfect.
That's just a proactive investment in the most important part of your life. It shows real commitment.
We've covered so much today. From the why, the biological need for connection, to all these tactical ideas, and now to the daily habits. I think the core message from Pitcott is just so clear. Love doesn't have to fade. It just needs attention. The spark is always there, waiting to be found again in laughter or touch, or just a simple thank you.
And if you zoom all the way out, the real secret from the Pitcott framework, the one big takeaway, is actually very simple. Keep choosing each other every day. That active choice to invest your time, your curiosity, your gratitude, that's what makes the fire burn stronger than it ever could in the beginning.
That is a powerful place to end. So for everyone listening, we'll leave you with that provocative question from the material. How will you surprise your partner tonight?
A great question.
Thank you so much for being there with us for this deep dive. If you love the show, please press the like button. It really helps the recommendation algorithm so other people can find it too.
It makes a big difference.
And if you haven't yet, please subscribe to our channel and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. You can find more from the source material we talked about today at www.pitcott.com. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.